This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Dale, middle initial R like Randy, Morford, M like Mary, O-R, F like Frank, O-R, D like David. Date of birth 3/16 of 1957. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Morford, who was seen in consultation on September 30th of 2025 for increasing creatinine levels, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy and prolonged use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He did stop using the Relafen. It was 750 milligrams twice a day on September 30th when he was seen. And he did try to stop the pioglitazone, but sugars actually increased a lot when he did that. So now he's back on the 45 milligram a day. I did talk to him about considering the use of insulin, even if it was a long-acting basal insulin. It could allow you to taper him off the pioglitazone and help with the severe chronic edema of the lower extremities. Today he feels well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He does use a walker with a seat so he can rest if he becomes out of breath with ambulation. And he has been able to lose weight since his last visit. He weighed initially 387 pounds, and now the weight's down to 342, so he actually is making some progress, and the edema is improving. And he does wear compression stockings on the lower extremities. Does not need the stockings at this time. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. For diabetes, Januvia, 50 milligram daily. Back on pioglitazone, 45 milligram daily. Glipizide is 10 milligram twice a day. Also, he's on low-dose aspirin, Lipitor, Zetia, fish oil, omeprazole, Miralax if needed. And no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used for pain. Physical exam, weight, 342 pounds. That seems to be about a 45-pound weight loss over 3 months, unless initially when he was weighed at 387 pounds, possibly that was off. But, yeah, that's quite a weight loss, actually. Pulse is 57 in regular, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, and blood pressure is 126 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. And extremities, 2 to 3 plus edema from toes to knees. And he does have compression stockings on today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 10th. 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.34. Now the estimated GFR is 57. Sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 4.7, phosphorus 3.6, calcium is 9.8, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease, improving after stopping the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We ask him to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy. We'd still like to see if we could get him off the pioglitazone, although he is doing better with a great amount of weight loss, and a lot of that must be fluid. Possibly he could start a really low dose of Lantus, 10 units a day, and then decrease the pioglitazone to 30 milligrams. That might help with the edema and still control blood sugar without giving them too much insulin and causing more weight gain. 3, hypertension, currently well controlled on all current medications. and you will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.